For these students and employees, this was not your usual case of some assembly required. The Power Wheels kits in front of them required special modifications to give children living with various disabilities their first chance to drive their own vehicle. Gary Collins is Senior Manager of Design of Baby Gear at Fisher-Price.
These children in particular will be driving these vehicles with their occupational therapists, so it will be something that they will use 3 to 5 times a week for the next 2 to 3 years. So it's definitely a little bit more than just a toy.
Other partners in this project are the program Go Baby Go and Central Connecticut State University. The latter's education students will one day teach STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, and math, to their own students using the lessons gained by this project. Olivia Franzisi is a junior at the university.
This is a big teaching moment. Anywhere we go, no matter who we're working with, typically we do this at local high schools and middle schools with the students there. And it's all about, you know, some kids have certain ideas and you have to work through it with them and explain how maybe it might not work or how a different idea might be better.
Professor Cole Galloway at the University of Delaware is founder of Go Baby Go. He says the plan is to eventually expand this program into more classrooms.
Kids around the country will be building cars as part of a science, technology, engineering, and math, as to understand that STEM is not just an ends, and not just a means, but it's an end to providing cars to kids in the community. So we're hoping to get this in 100,000 classrooms.
Galloway says presenting the vehicles to families is a tear-jerking moment, but then he jokes that sometimes the parents will then say they've helped create a monster. Siblings are crying and pets are running for cover, but Galloway says the parents will then tell them, don't stop what you're doing. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.